USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Belated and beleaguered, the virus-delayed Tokyo Olympic Summer Games finally opened Friday night with cascading fireworks and made-for-TV choreography that unfolded in a near-empty stadium. A colorful but strangely subdued ceremony that set a striking tone to match the unique pandemic games. The focus is different for the athletes. Kendra Harrison, Team USA Track and Field.
When you're lined up with the best in the world, like, you're not worried about the stands. You're not worried about the people there. You're just worried about going out there and competing to the best of your ability.
Audio courtesy of CNN. An archbishop on Thursday responded to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's claim that she is a devout Catholic who supports abortion. No one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent life, let alone have the government pay for it, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL star DeAndre Hopkins suggested in a now-deleted tweet that his playing career is in jeopardy after the league announced new COVID-19 policies. It came after the NFL sent a memo to every team Thursday announcing it would not extend the season for teams that have COVID-19 outbreaks among unvaccinated players. Teams that have such an outbreak would have to forfeit and take a loss, according to the memo. An ally of former President Donald Trump is out of jail. More from Wendy King.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.